I don't know what the end result of today's second date update will be, but I do know that because of this second date update, I've found a new way to party, and that's with puppies.
Oh,
that's right.
That sounds awesome.
I want a puppy party.
Yeah.
Apparently, the dude on the phone, his name is Michael, hosts puppy parties.
Cool.
I don't even know exactly what that entails. I mean, I'm guessing it involves puppies and parties. What's up, Michael? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good.
This isn't one of those weird things where everybody pretends to be dogs and like cuddles together and stuff, right?
No, not furries. What are they called?
Furries. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what I thought it was. Never mind then. I'm not interested. Not interested, Michael. Yeah, your email says that you work for a party company that rents puppies for parties.
That is correct.
That's so cool.
Oh my god, it's so cool. Is it inhumane to rent a puppy for a party?
I don't think so. You play with them and feed them and love them?
Oh yeah, no. Puppies are fun. You know, everybody loves puppies. It's the best job ever. If you had my job, you'd be the happiest person on earth.
That's probably true.
And apparently you met the girl you want to call today at one of your puppy parties?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What's her name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, all right. And how did you meet her at one of these parties?
So I did a children's birthday party, and she was the aunt of one of the kids. And she was, like, you know, playing with one of the dogs, and I came up to her, because obviously it's, like, a really easy way to meet women.
I'm thinking that you get hit on all the time. Like, you're the puppy party guy. Like,
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, hey, we hit it off.
You're like, you know how these things mate, right?
No, gross. They're puppies. No? Jubal, that's like talking about children that way. What is wrong with you?
I was just meaning dogs in general. Beast. Anyway.
We hit it off, you know, right away. And before she left, I made sure I asked her on a date. And she said yes.
Nice.
And for the date, though, I thought I'd do coffee. I don't know why. I just thought, you know, it would lead to something else.
No, wait, hold up. Coffee never leads to anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the way the conversation went, it just led to that. And I was like, let's do coffee. She agreed. I was happy. And then when we met for coffee, the first thing she said was, ooh, did you bring any puppies?
Yeah, it's hard to go from a puppy party to a coffee date, you know?
Guy.
It's a big letdown.
Yeah, so I said no, and she immediately seemed really, really disappointed.
Aww.
What? Wait, she like honestly thought that you were going to bring puppies to your date?
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd bring one or something. And it's
like you have puppies on you at all times.
Yeah. But I didn't, and I immediately felt it wasn't as natural as it was when I was at the puppy party.
Oh, no.
And I said things like, you know, gosh, I can't remember the last time I was at a Starbucks. I felt it getting really weird. And even by the end of this date, I kind of felt real desperate. And I challenged her to a thumb war.
What? Like thumb wrestling?
Yeah, no, it's getting worse.
Wow.
It doesn't get too much worse, but she said, no, thanks. So, like, I didn't know really what to do, and it just kept getting worse, and there was more awkward silences, and I didn't feel any chemistry by the end of it.
So why do you want to call her back if you didn't feel any chemistry?
I just feel like, honestly, at the party we had great chemistry, and I feel like she didn't really get to meet the guy that she met at the party. So I feel like there's something there, and I want to find that. I want to get back to where we were at the party and kind of like get rid of this section, the coffee section.
Maybe you need to bring puppies with you everywhere, like she thought. Maybe that would help.
Yeah, no, I would do that, but honestly, I'd probably end up letting her down by the 10th day when I don't have any puppies. Yeah.
Right.
Just keep trading in, you know, puppies once they get too old, not cute anymore, and just always have a puppy with you.
There you go.
For your entire relationship.
Yeah, be like, this one doesn't get old.
That's weird. So how did it all end? Did you guys make any plans?
She said one of those, like, yeah, we'll get together again.
Thumb wrestle at a coffee shop another time for sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't always bomb like this, but she's really cute, and I just want to tell her, you know, I don't always take people on Starbucks. I don't know why we went to the coffee shop. I don't always thumb war people on a first date.
That's the main message.
It obviously went really horrible, and I just think it would be best for both of us if we had like a do-over date.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You want a mulligan on this one.
Yeah.
All right. So have you talked to her at all since your date?
I texted her. She kind of got back to me, but late, like a day later or something. And then I texted again. But I knew the way she was responding that I'm not going to be the creeper that keeps texting her.
Okay.
Well, good job. Hey, I applaud you for your self-control there.
Yeah. Don't want to be too thirsty.
Yeah. I have more puppies. Over and over again.
Okay. Well, play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. All right?
All right. Great.
Okay, man. Hang on.